And so let's look in Joshua chapter 5 tonight, Joshua chapter 5. And as you're turning, it's kind of an unusual title. If you saw Sister Lisa's post online, she's got Joshua kind of looking out. And it's kind of an animated type picture, but it does very well with our message tonight. And so, and the title's Winning the Battle Before It Begins. And we're everyone faced with battles. We are faced with all kinds of battles. They come in all different shapes and sizes, all different situations. And so our challenge tonight is we can win those battles if we do some things beforehand. And so, because it's something that we everyone face, and everyone faces a different battle. Some are more challenging than others. The one that Joshua was getting ready to face, along with those that were following him, was really a tremendous battle. So let's begin reading with verse 13 of Joshua chapter 5. And the Bible reads, "And it came to pass when Joshua was by Jericho, that he lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, there stood a man over against him with his sword drawn in his hand. And Joshua went unto him and said unto him, Art thou for us or for our adversaries? And he said, Nay, but as captain of the host of the Lord am I now come. Joshua fell on his face to the earth and did worship, and said unto him, What saith my Lord unto his servant? And the captain of the Lord's host said unto Joshua, Loose thy shoe from off thy foot, for the place whereon thou standest is holy. And Joshua did so." Let's pray. Father, thank you for the good day that you blessed us with. We thank you for your blessings. And Lord, now we just praise you for all that you've done in our lives. And we never want to take that for granted. We do ask your blessings to help us tonight. We ask that you speak to our hearts with your word. And Lord, if there's a battle or if there's a burden or if there's just something that's troubling those that listen, whether it be here or whether it be those that listen online or even in the future, Lord, I pray that you'll help them and you'll help us. And so, Father, we pray your blessings on the service tonight and the message. For it's in Jesus' name, amen. A man named Alvin York was a soldier from World War I. He was a Christian, and he had extreme Christian values. And so his faith barred him from killing anyone, even during war times. So he was struggling with the task that was going to be before him. And York had been drafted, and before he left, he had a talk with the Lord, and he began to read his Bible, and he realized through the scriptures that he could not only obey God, he could also defend those that were helpless in Europe at the same time. And he penned these words as a prayer. "As I prayed there alone, I knew he was there. He understood. I didn't want to be a fighter or a killer. And he took pity and gave me the assurance I needed." And York had to win this battle in his heart before he could ever begin to fight the battle that was before him. And so that's kind of like we are. We have to win the battle in our heart before we can win the battle that is before us. And Joshua here is no different. Joshua had a lot of things going on. And sometimes if we're not careful, we read the scriptures and we read how God delivers individuals and we read how God helps in situations. And sometimes we don't realize what was going on before the victory. And in many times, the scripture kind of records it for us. And so we have to read it and we have to try to understand it. And then we try to apply it to our own lives because we're faced with battles ourselves. And we're faced with wars. And Joshua would need to win this battle in his heart before he began to win the battle of Jericho. So what battles do we face? What is the battle within our heart many times before we can fight the battle that is before us? Well, one major hindrance in fighting a battle in our life is doubt. That is one of the major battles that we face. Doubt. What causes doubt? Well, there's a lot of things that causes doubt. Looking over a situation or looking over a battlefield, if you will, in our lives, that we look at how great the battle is and you think, my goodness, how could I ever win this battle? How could I ever do what God is leading me to do? And so we begin not only to doubt ourselves or doubt the situations, we also doubt, how can I get through this? And so doubt is a major hindrance. Another hindrance is fear. We're afraid of the unknown. We're afraid of the future. We're afraid of the battle because no one likes to go into a battle. No one likes to face a battle in life. So fear is a hindrance. Also a big hindrance is the unknown, because once we start, we wonder, where is this going to take us? What is what's going to be before us? And then simply moving forward. Sometimes we deal with a battle and we don't know how to move forward, so we live in that battle. And then I jotted down the word others. Others can be hindrance. And so I want to clarify what I mean by that is when others doubt, then it can influence you. When others doubt, then it can influence you. One of the things that when I was going to Piedmont many years ago, Darla and I hadn't been married very long, and you know how it is when you first get married, money's tight. And so we were looking at our bills and we were looking at, you know, the different things that we had to pay. And I was thinking, you know, I've got a school bill due. And of course I know this church helped me a great deal when I was going in Piedmont, and I'm ever indebted for that. But there were still bills that had to be paid. And so I went on to school. And I was thinking, well, you know, the bill's due. And so I wasn't sure what was going to transpire. And so I checked my mailbox, and which at the time they had mailboxes. And I always hated checking my mailbox because that's where teachers would put your grades. And I didn't like to go to my mailbox. But I went to my mailbox. And there was a note in there that was folded up, just nothing fancy, just a note. And it read something like this: your payment was paid this month. And so all the things that I was doubting, the things that I feared, the unknown of what would happen, God took care of. We just have to go forward. We just have to go forward. So tonight, I want us to look at Joshua. And I would like to to kind of put ourselves in the situation that he was in. And I begin with the first part of verse 13. It says, "And it came to pass when Joshua was by Jericho that he lifted up his eyes and looked." And of course, it goes on to say what he saw, but let's look at the observation. And that's what I want to call it. I want to call it an observation. To observe something, you're looking at it. You're trying to figure it out. You're trying to make a plan. You're trying to see what's out there. So he was looking. And he was by Jericho. And the first thing was what we would consider a visible battle. In other words, he knew what God had asked him to do, and he knew what the future was going to be, or at least what God had, the plan was. But now he's looking at the battlefield, and he's looking at the situation, and he's looking at the obstacles. So this city was a great city, and it was a huge city. So that's the first obstacle, or the first observation, I would say, that he saw. He saw a huge city. He saw a huge structure. And then not only did he see a huge structure, but he also saw very high and very thick walls. Now, he wasn't living in the time period that we're living in today, where someone could potentially take some kind of a missile or some kind of a bomb or something to blow up these walls. But all he was going on was what God was going to have him do. And of course, that's the most important thing anyway, not on what man's ability is. But so he saw a high wall and he saw a very thick wall. And then not only was he thinking about that or observing that, but he was also observing the armed men and those that would be fighting against them. So that's three things that he would be observing as he looked out. Of course, we also know that he saw one that was standing there. And of course, he asked the question, you know, are you for us or are you against us? So he was thinking possibly that now there's another obstacle that is in the way. So he was observing the physical or the visible battle. And so that is one aspect to look at the battles that we face, is the things that are in front of us. Now, what's the first thing that we think about, or that we could potentially think about, when we see something that we're wondering, how in the world can I overcome this? Well, the first thing that you want to do, or the first thoughts is, there's no way I can do this. There's no way I can do this. And the first thing that you want to do is you want to give up. You want to give up. Because you're thinking, how in the world am I going to overcome this obstacle? Or how am I going to overcome? And how am I going to go into battle? And how am I going to win? So that's the visible things. This was a, and there's no pun intended, but this was a giant problem. This was a giant problem that he had. And you also got to understand that not only was he observing this, but also he was a leader of those that would follow. And we as Christians, whether we want to realize it or not, we as Christians are leaders. We're leaders of God's grace. We're leaders of what God can do. We're leaders of just who God is. And he has appointed us as Christians as just simply being followers of him, but leaders of others. So he had to consider those that he would be leading. And so no matter how big the obstacle is, we have to understand that the obstacle is real. And so these walls in Jericho was a real place. There were real things in front of him, and there were real obstacles, and he did all that to observe, and so those things were ahead of him. And that's what he saw. But I don't think that's the most challenging battle, is observing. But I think there's one greater than that that we deal with every day. And that is the invisible battle that's within us. It's the invisible battle that is within us. Why do you say that he was dealing with that? Well, I want us to think about this just for a minute. And I want us to consider the past. I want us to consider the past and what took place prior to this wall and to this event that we have before us, or prior to this battle. And to be able to see that, you have to go all the way back to Numbers chapter 14. Numbers chapter 14. And I want to read to you a few of those verses. And I actually want to refer to one verse in 13. And I'll read that if you are turning there. But in chapter 13, verse 31, the Bible says, "But the men that went up with him said, 'We be not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we.'" So they had already seen what was taking place, and there was already doubts in their mind. Then in chapter 14, verse 1 and following, the Bible says, "And all the congregation lifted up their voices and cried, and the people wept that night." So God was directing them to go forward, and they were saying, "No, no, 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 we can't do this. We can't do this." And look at the mindset in those people. And that's why I say a lot of times we wrestle the invisible battle, which is in our minds, more so than the things that we see. And so the invisible battle that he was facing was the past. So they were saying no. They cried and said no, and they wept that night. And verse 2 says, "And all the children of Israel murmured against Moses and against Aaron. And the whole congregation said unto them, 'Would God that we had died in the land of Egypt, or would God we had died in the wilderness.'" So they're questioning God. They're questioning the things that they're seeing. And they're already defeated before they ever go in. They're already defeated. So Joshua could be remembering this as he's looking out. Joshua could be remembering this, and he remembers those that had followed in the past. They're already starting to say, "No, no, we can't do this. We can't fight this battle. There's no way that I can get through this." And I'll stop right here and say, if God wants us to get through whatever battle it is, he's going to help us, and we can rest assured of that. He's going to give us the adequate amount of help, the adequate grace, and the adequate understanding that he's with us. And they were dealing with that. They were dealing with no, and they're saying, you know, and there's been several references that as they were in the wilderness, there were several references in the scripture that they literally wanted to go back to Egypt in that hard life, because they didn't want to face what was before them. And verse 3 says, "And wherefore hath the Lord brought us unto this land to fall by the sword? And our wives and our children should be a prey. Were it not better for us to return to Egypt?" That question mark. Isn't it better for us to go back where we came from rather than going forward? "And they said one to another, 'Let us make a captain and let us return into Egypt.'" So they wanted to put things in their own hands, which is very dangerous, is putting things in our own hands. It's very dangerous for us to go against what God is leading us to do. And so they were going to make their own leader, and they were going to travel all the way back to Egypt. And I suspect they hadn't even thought about the water that the Lord parted. How are they going to get back across? But they were in that situation, and they were in that mindset. And in verse 9, of that same chapter, it says, "Only rebel not ye against the Lord, neither fear ye the people of the land, for they are bread for us. Their defense is departed from them, and the Lord is with us. Fear them not." So they were challenging the people. Don't fear. The Lord's with us. Don't fear about it. But their responses in verse 10. But all the congregation bade stone them with stones, and the glory of the Lord appeared in the tabernacle of the congregation before all the children of Israel. And now the Lord is very troubled. Verse 11 says, "And the Lord said unto Moses, how long will this people provoke me?" Kind of goes on with John's song. How long? How long? How long will they ere they believe me for all the signs which I have showed among them? They were thinking about the past. The invisible battle is one of our most challenging battles when we battle the invisible. And I guess in life we've all failed in some way or another. And sometimes Satan has a way of bringing that up to us when we failed. And he has a way of just saying, you know, you can't do this. There's no way you can do this. I refer back to school, when I graduated high school, I told myself, I'm done and I'm never going back. And that was truthfully in my heart. But then later on in life, the Lord was dealing with me about ministry, and I was challenged by several to go to school and to try to learn as much as I could. And so I took the approach of, yep, I can do that. And then after my first semester, I thought to myself, what in the world have I done? Because I struggled. I can't tell you the countless nights when Darla and I were dating that we were on her couch and she was helping me study. And then the first semester, I struggled to the point of I met with a counselor the counselor, you know, you hate meeting with a counselor because you know what they're going to tell you. And he was like, you know, in my mother and father, do y'all have things that your mother and father told you growing up that you cringe even today that you hear? One of the things that my dad used to tell me in school was, you need to buckle down. To this day, I don't like that comment. And that's exactly what my counselor told me. You need to buckle down. And I'm like, really? But the difference in school, in high school or in grade school and what have you was maybe I didn't try as hard as I should, but when I was going to Bible college, I did try. And I was working at it. And so I was remembering back at my past, and I was remembering back at some of my failures in school and in high school and grade school, and I was thinking, you know, once I stumped my toe, and I'll be honest with you, some of the thoughts was in my mind was, well, the Lord's called me into ministry. I'm not going to fail. The Lord's going to cause me to ace every one of my tests, and everything's going to be good. That's not how it worked. And I struggle. And I bring all that up because sometimes our past can trouble us. And we don't look to the past in a negative sense, but we look to the past in a positive sense because God got you through it. And so we look in the book of Philippians chapter 3 verse 12, the Bible says, not as though I had already obtained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ. Now we'll notice what verse 13 says. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. And then verse 14 goes on to say, and I press toward a mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. So we need to leave the past. We grow from the past. And I'm thankful for the past. I'm not thankful for some of the results, but I'm thankful for the growth that the Lord helped me with. Well, these individuals, as they were getting ready to go into Jericho and conquer the walls, Joshua could have been remembering the past and the fact that they were like, no, we can't do this. But we need to focus on the things before. And Joshua had to overcome himself. He had to overcome the invisible, not just the visible. He had to overcome the visible. Joshua had to do it God's way. And that's what I challenge, that any battle that we face, no matter what it is, no matter what is troubling you, you need to do it God's way. That's the difference. If you try to do it within yourself, trying to overcome it within yourself and what you can do and your abilities, we're going to fail every time. But when we do it God's way, that's the difference. And that's what Joshua was going to have to do. And so there's three things that Paul continues to say in the book of Philippians that I challenge us to do tonight. And that is one thing. This is how we focus. We focus on the Lord. We focus on the Lord during these battles. We focus on the Lord during these challenges that are before us. We focus on the Lord. So it begins with praise. Philippians 4, verses 4 and 5, it says, rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. So we praise the Lord. That's how we stay focused on Him. We praise Him. Goes on to say in verse 6, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. So then we pray. So we praise the Lord, and then we pray, and then look what happens in verse 7 of Philippians chapter 4. And the peace of God which passeth all understanding, notice what it says, it passeth all understanding. Joshua didn't have to understand how the walls were going to get conquered. He just needed to understand he needed to focus on God. Because there's going to be some things we don't understand. And there's some battles I'm sure that you've gone through that you've said, wow, I don't know how I got through that, but I know it was the Lord that helped me. So that's what we do. We have that peace, and God can give us that peace. And the peace of God which passeth all understanding shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Three things. But the challenge is to focus on the Lord. Don't focus on the things that we see. Don't focus on the things that we don't see. But we focus on the Lord. And that's what he did. The Bible says he lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, there stood a man over against him with a sword drawn in his hand. And Joshua went unto him. So he was focusing on what was before him. He was focusing on those things. And he asked the question, are you for us or are you against us? That's a legitimate question. And we call that his openness. His openness. So we have the observation, the visible. We have the facing, the invisible, which would be our past, the things of the unknown, the challenges that are before us, the doubts, the fears, and all those things. And now he's just simply being opened. He's just being open, and he asked, are you for us or are you against us? Joshua needed to open up to the Lord. He needed to open up to the Lord. And that's what we need to do. We need to open up to the Lord. We need to see God, not the problem. We need to see God, not the problem. All he could think about was, are you for us or are you against us? His mind needed to be focused on God. And verse 14 says, and he said, nay, but as the captain of the host of the Lord, am I now come? So Joshua knew he had adequate help. He knew he had adequate help. But you know, we have the same adequate help from the Lord even now. No matter what it is that we battle, no matter what it is that we struggle with, no matter what challenges we have us we have before us, we as Christians have adequate help. Those that are lost don't understand where we get our strength. Those that are without Christ, they don't understand why we pray. They don't understand why we call on the Lord. They don't understand. And he was just simply being opened. But then when he realized that he had adequate help, there was some things that changed in his mind. No longer was he looking out at those things that were in front of him or the battlefield. No more was he looking out, but now he began to worship. Now he began to worship the Lord. And that's what the Lord wants for us, even in the midst of battles. And the battles can cause us not to worship. If we're focusing on the battles before us, one of the first things that, one of the first things that I believe that Satan wants to challenge us with is, God's not going to help you through this, is he? And then we stop praying. And then we stop looking to the Lord. But not Joshua. Joshua began to worship. The Bible says, and Joshua fell on his face to the earth and did worship. He worshiped. Goes on to say, and the Lord, and the captain of the Lord's host said unto Joshua, loose thy shoes from thy feet. And I think about that and the fact that he was standing on holy ground, but I was also thinking about the simple fact that we need to make sure that we're right before the Lord. We need to make sure that there's nothing in our hearts, that there's nothing that would hinder us in the battle, because we need to be equipped for these battles. Like a good soldier, he's going to make sure, he or she's going to make sure that they've got all the equipment. Well, we need to make sure that everything's right between us and the Lord. Make sure that we're in fellowship with him. Make sure there's nothing hindering. And then we follow him. Notice what the Bible says in verse 15. And Joshua did so. And that tells me that Joshua followed what was being said. And that's what we do in our battles. We follow the Lord. We follow. Do you know what the outcome was? He won the victory. If you turn or you go just a few verses beyond into chapter 6, verse 27, the Bible says, and the Lord was with Joshua, and his fame was noised throughout all the country. You see, them walls came down, and Joshua got the victory. You see, we can win the battle before the battle begins if we keep our focus on the Lord. And not on the things that we don't see, not on the things that we do see, but just simply keep our focus on the Lord. And there's battles that we face every day. There's challenges that we face every day. But I'll be the first to tell you, we cannot win them without the Lord's help. And just like this old soldier in World War I that struggled with going to battle, he struggled because of his testimony. He struggled because of his faith. What did he do? He read his Bible, and he went to the Lord, and he prayed. And he knew that he could do what God wanted him to do. And he obeyed God and defended the helpless. We can obey God even in those battles. And I'm not sure what battles that you might face. I'm not sure what you're going to face. But I can tell you that we've got the adequate help. If you know Christ as your personal Savior, you've got the adequate help. And we need to win these battles before they ever begin. And just like the children of Israel, God helped them through, and he'll help us through, no matter what it is. We're going to have our invitation in just a moment, and I challenge you to just talk to the Lord. If there's something that you're dealing with, you know, I never know what people are dealing with or what challenges or what struggles. All I know is I can tell you the one that'll help you. And he helped me. And he's helping me. But I've struggled too, just like you. But let's win these battles before they begin. Let's pray. Father, thank you for our time together and what help you give us. Help us not to focus on the things we see nor the things that we don't see. But help us to put our focus on you. Help us to realize that you'll help us no matter what it is. And we know that there's challenging days ahead for every believer because of the condition of our world. And you know the things that's around us make us angry and they make us troubled. But help us to not lose focus, but help us to focus on you. Help us to realize and help us to worship. Help us to praise. And simply do what you ask us to do. We ask your blessings on this invitation and we want to open the altar for anybody who wants to come. And Lord, we give you the praise, for it's in Jesus' name. Amen. Brother Mike.